Good morning. This is Governor John Baldacci. 8 years ago, terrorists changed the landscape of our country with terrible attacks on New York City, the Pentagon, and aboard an airliner that crashed in Pennsylvania. In New York, brave men and women, firefighters, police officers, and other first responders paid the highest price for their valor. While most people ran away from the World Trade Center, they charged into harm's way to save others. In Shanksville, Pennsylvania, the passengers and crew of the United Airlines Flight 93 mounted a desperate defense of themselves and their country. Their bravery saved untold lives. Even during the horror and confusion of the day, thousands upon thousands of men and women from every corner of the United States, in every country in the world, answered a call to service. Blood banks were overwhelmed with people who wanted to donate. Lines stretched for blocks as good people did what they could do to help. Old struggles and disagreements faded as the country came together, united and determined. The world's changed greatly in 8 years since September 11th, but the day remains brightly etched in our memories. This week, we observe the anniversary of September 11th with a National Day of Service and Remembrance. Earlier this year, the U.S. Congress passed and the President signed the Edward M. Kennedy Serve America Act. The law is a fitting tribute to the dedicated public servant and dear friend that he was. The act memorialized September 11th as a National Day of Service and Remembrance. In Maine, we also proclaim September 11th as a Day of Service and Remembrance. Together with many community volunteers, from AmeriCorps to National Civilian Community Corps to the Maine Commission for Community Service and many others, we worked on Friday to clean up and restore a park in the Parkwood Transitional Housing Area of Bangor. The project's part of the United We Serve campaign. President Barack Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama created the United We Serve campaign to promote a renewed focus on the environment, safety, and community renewal. You know, each of us has an opportunity to make a difference in our communities. We can volunteer at our child's school, donate groceries to a food pantry, or simply help our neighbors who might be struggling. Every single act of kindness and service does matter. Now, while folks around the state turned out on Friday for public service, we're also reminded this week that the chain of events sparked on September 11th continues. It's impossible to compare this small project to the work that our first responders and military do every single day in service to their country. This week, Private First Class Jordan Brochu was laid to rest during a service in Waterville. Private Brochu was killed while serving with the United States Army in Afghanistan. I spoke with Private Brochu's mother not long after learning of his death. She told me that her son wanted to make his family and his community proud. He did that with his service. He made all of us very proud, and we will keep his family in our thoughts and prayers. His tragic death is a reminder that the wounds of September 11th is not fully healed, that families with young men and women serving in faraway places continue to make the ultimate sacrifice for our country. For the men and women in the military, every day is a day of service and remembrance. They brave the unknown, away from comfort of family and friends, for the ideals that have made our country a shining light to the world. It is appropriate on this anniversary that we all do our own small part to make our communities a better place. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your service.